The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
Good morning, welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already, it's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what it is that you do at 11 o'clock, whatever it is that you do, though. I'm happy that you're doing that you decided to do with me. All right, I had a wonderful show planned for you all. You all know I was planning on talking about the Defense Force abduction of 94. I already had the guest book. I already had confirmed senior government officials at that time booked, and none of that happening this morning, all right, because the House prorogue, we ain't really sure what that translates into. The Speaker of the House of Assembly is now basically on suspension because there is a suspension of the House, and as a consequence, you know, he is still the Speaker. He cannot be fired unless there's a dissolution of the House, and that hasn't happened. But the prorogation now ends the session of the parliament that started in 2017, all right? What does that now translate into for the Bahamian population? What does it translate into for our politics? What does it translate into for those sitting members of parliament? I also am reliably informed by a sitting member of parliament that he ain't sure what's going on. I called for source information because I like to quote people. I said, well, tell me what's happening. He said, son, I don't know what's happening. And so, obviously, the Prime Minister has pulled one of the tricks out of the hat of tricks. The Speaker, again, is standing out there with the people. I see Lincoln Bain is there. I see Reese Chipman is there. I've been trying to get Reese on the phone to no avail. So if you know Reese Chipman and you can hear my voice, I want you to go on the side of Reese Chipman, tap him, tell him I'm trying to call him on the phone, and tell him to give me a call live on air, because that's what I was trying to do, right? But despite all of that, I don't know if the people of the Bahamas are any more clear about what should be happening, right? And I also said to a friend of mine this morning, good morning, Jockey, I said to him, I said, the Prime Minister looks to me with this prorogation like when your mummy call you from work and promise to beat you. And so you have your Gordy, who is your mummy best friend. And you call your Gordy and you say, Gordy, I need you to come by the house. And so Gordy come by the house, right before mummy get off from work. So when mummy gets home, she come home mad and ready to beat you. That's the Bahamian people. But she meet Gordy there, right? And so her and Gordy is good friends. Her and Gordy start talking. You hear her laughing in the front room. You feel like beating ain't coming. So then your Gordy says to her, man, I hear you're going to go beat Johnny. Don't beat him. And then you hear your mummy say, oh, I don't care what happened in here today. I could beat him. Now, when I finish beating him, you could get him for ice cream. Oh, but he could get beaten in here today. And that is how I feel about this, about the Speaker of the House of Assembly, the Bahamian people, the Prime Minister, and the prorogation of the House, with only 8 months left to go before there must be an election. I don't know what the Prime Minister is doing. It is like a game of pluck, because I don't play poker, and you got your deuce of spades, and you have to make $6 or $7, and you come out of the gate with your one deuce of spades early. We ain't really sure. Most people would save that for when they come up one buck short, they play the deuce of spades because they guarantee that's one? I don't know. Anyway, to help me try to dissect what's going on in here, I brought political pundit and social media extraordinaire Cecil Nuri. He's with me. Cecil, good morning.
Good morning. Second show, so I'm excited.
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
I see that. You are a staple now.
I'm a staple.
I see that.
Yeah, I'm attached.
But it's because, Cecil, I think you do a bit of a volatile contribution, right? In a way that makes you both loved and hate. And so maybe the people listen to you on Aaron's show will love you. Hopefully the people over here will hate you. We'll figure it out. And at the end of the day, you appear as two guests, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that makes you multifaceted. I have surmised that what is taking place right now in the Parliament Square on both sides, on the Speaker's side and on the Prime Minister's side, amounts to nothing more than intellectual masturbatory escapades.
You have a problem with that?
Yeah, I don't like when man play with himself.
You have issues with that?
I do. I feel like this is one big intelligent masturbation session is what it is. This is one bunch of dudes pulling one bunch of triggers in the Constitution that really don't mean nothing to people, right? Like these ahas are only for you and the Prime Minister. Like nobody else is getting any stimulation or enjoyment out of this,
mm-hmm.
right? It makes for good radio, sure. Outside of that, though, I mean, you have to go to an election in 8 months, whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
What was the purpose of proroguing the House? It doesn't serve a purpose in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It ends, of course, your legislative agenda for this session.
Yes, I'm concerned about
that.
Does
it give you a chance to start a new legislative agenda?
In such a short time?
Because you only got 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be quite honest, the effects of Dorian...
Mm-hmm.
have gone nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
The effects of COVID have gone nowhere. Oh, and let me say this as an aside. I see Darren Henfield. You know, it is the fellas that I have in my mind as distant mentors that are giving me cringe feelings, right? Because Darren Henfield was in the newspaper the other day saying the Bahamas stands ready to do everything it can for Haiti. Well, the people in Abaco sort out yet?
Not yet.
So like Michael Pine said when it was Dominica's time, we appear as a government to be more concerned about the hurting of other people than we do about the people of the Bahamas. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying to me?
Mm.
Is that what you're saying to me?
I believe it's verbiage, you know, and I think that perhaps you took Mr. Henfield's wording out of context. I think that he just was prepared to assist, but the exuberance of his words is kind of concerning. It does seem that they're excited and eager when we are financially strapped, you know, not every and anything, you know. So I understand the concern.
The Minister of Foreign Affairs has said, again, the Bahamas stands ready to assist Haiti in any way that it can.
Yeah.
Yet there are still people who have no clue where their loved ones are and they've not been deemed dead. The proposal to fast track the death certificates of those persons because we know that they must be dead
mm-hmm.
has not been sorted out yet. There are still, 30-something people in the ground that are John or Jane Doe's,
mm-hmm.
all right? There's still the conflict that Denali Penn claims that she know that there are some people that were recovered because she recovered them and mm-hmm. we've not been able to adequately identify those people yet. People inside Abaco are still without housing. People in Abaco have still not had access to the thousands of dollars in building material that we have seen in pictures rotting on the dock somewhere. We've not ever, Pakisha Parker says she hoped to God at some point we could get the domes constructed. That's not happened. So again, I say, is Mr. Michael Pine correct when he says
mm-hmm.
that this government appears more concerned about when things happen to people that are not citizens of this country than when it actually happens to citizens of this country? Can the Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Member of Parliament for North Abaco, one of the most cataclysmic sets of destruction I have seen in human lifetime history, has people still living their lives in uncertainty? Top is still on the roof. And I don't know what kind of magic obey they sprinkling, but somehow these hurricanes missing us left and right. And I only could say thank God, because I don't think the people in Abaco prepared for another hit. Yet their Member of Parliament and the Minister of Foreign Affairs says, and we stand ready to do whatever we can to help the people of Haiti. Have the people of Abaco been helped yet? Or again, I ask, is McAlpine right? And y'all don't care about the people of Abaco?
No, and I think you're overly analyzing what the minister said.
I'm repeating his words.
Yes, but my point is, this is what foreign affairs minister says when there's tragedy around the world. It means that he's prepared to help.
Yes.
How much the help is?
In any way he can.
See, that's bad verbiage. Bad verbiage. And this is why he should be chastised. But it is not something that you dwell on, knowing that he used the wrong verbiage.
So this is a common thread with them now. Jeffrey Lloyd claims he used the wrong verbiage. You are now claiming that Darren Henfield, they sound like they need a speech coach in the cabinet.
And perhaps. But we must not overly analyze these things, right? Very unfortunate that use those words, especially when his constituency
is in shambles,
is hurting or challenged, and especially when our relationship regarding immigration is something that is in the front burner, it makes you feel as if you work in Ministry of Health. Mm-hmm. And someone got $5,000 and you get nothing. And you were there working.
And the fella wasn't even in Ministry of Health when y'all decide that the people that was working should have got something.
So you hurt your feelings.
He was across the road.
Yeah, you felt your feelings hurt.
See, you're on the ground. I don't know how much conversations you've been able to have since you're coming out of your house this morning. The prorogation took place at 0930 this morning. Yes. Right? What exactly are people saying about it?
And again, this is an opportunity to deepen democracy. And I always get excited when such happens. And I know you were saying, man, what is the reasoning for this? Mm-hmm. It allows Bahamians to now learn the definition, the machinery of Parliament.
Intellectual masturbation.
Yes, that might be so.
That don't mind the people.
That's it. But see, we have an opportunity for those who are interested to go and investigate and to get the truth and see how does this impact them, right? I believe that the Speaker of the House attempted to do such today too with his open house session where people could have come down and watch, right? Mm-hmm. And participate in some limited form and fashion. Mm-hmm. I think what the Governor General did by way of the Commissioner of the Police was a form of showing power, a form of readjusting, a form of resetting. And I'm still waiting to see or the reason, waiting and trying to understand the reason and why. I know you mentioned it's only 8 months out, but surely there's a new agenda that he wants to refocus on. I only can assume
what
that's
could be
what
the new agenda. Fixed election dates.
I don't. I don't. I don't know.
Minister, what could be the new agenda?
But now they have information. They have 21 days to have another break, and that's longer than September. When they said it's gonna come back, and they give them time to refocus and find out what it is that they plan to do.
Now, someone said to me, you know, maybe this is the symbol. This symbolizes that we're going to an election. Here's where I stand on it.
And is that wrong?
No, it doesn't. No, it isn't wrong. He has 90 days from the day of the dissolution of Parliament to call an election, which means he could do it anyway from day one to day 90, right?
Yes.
That puts him right at the beginning of the school term. I had with me on radio yesterday the president of the teachers union, who claims to me that at the very best, the policy regarding the reopening of school is an imbroglio. At the very best, it is an absolute cluster bump otherwise, right?
Our minister has guaranteed that he will be ready. I'm content with that, and I wait to see that happen. And
yes,
today,
you will see
it will be announced, and such will happen.
Fine. Okay, so even if they get schools up and running without a single hitch, where are polling stations typically set? Are they not set at schools?
Yes.
So are we going to have an election in the middle of the very early opening days of school, thus postponing school for 2 days after 1 year not having school? What exactly is the plan?
I do not know.
Well, you must know, Cecil. I believe that I hear a lot of things in the wind.
I think the elections will be next year.
Next year what?
Next year May.
I think whatever they give you to put in this cup this morning, you shouldn't have no more of that.
I don't believe the elections will be this year.
What? Give me your thesis.
I there's no thesis. I don't see no need to rush it. I believe they go through the whole...
Except for, Cecil, we are now actively in a hurricane season. I can tell you, this prime minister does not want to experience a hurricane before the next general election. That's one. And we done had, what, three of them miss us? Mm. By the hair of our chin? Secondly, every day this pandemic worsens, that takes a feather out of the cap of the prime minister. Why? Because when it was getting better, it was people like his deputy prime minister that say, we were handling it masterfully. That's why the number's going down. So now that you ain't handling it masterfully no more, all you do is spread your back and take your licks.
Mm.
All right? Now, those are two reasons. Third reason is going to be, when they open these schools and that doesn't work, that is going to be a third strike against them. And if they get the unions in a tizzy fit, that will be a fourth strike against them. I feel like every single day they wait to call this election is going to put them deeper in the doldrums.
So you believe election is going to be this year?
I actually think, I had my six bear bet on the 26th of August.
Yeah.
No one took that bet from me. I don't know why. They could have had six bears.
Yeah. If I didn't know, I would have done that.
Yeah. But I believe that based on everything I see happening today, the prorogation of the House, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, October, it can't be past. No, first week
of November. Before Christmas.
First week of November. Can't go past that.
Wow.
And the wind told me this morning, November 15th. That's what the wind said to me.
Hmm. And not next year.
No.
I don't know what to say.
Mm. Let me see if we can open the phone line. 323-623-2324-316-325-4259. You can give me a call. Cecil Nuri is my guest. You can text me 422-4796. What does today mean to you? That is the question we're asking. What does it translate into for you? That is the next question we're asking. I am adding this on. I see it as nothing more than an intellectual masturbatory escapade. That is what I see it as. Or is it masturbatory?
Batory, but I'm not. But whatever word it is,
yeah.
it means some self-loving.
Nothing but a bunch of man playing with they self. That's what it is in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take this phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? Caller, you're on.
How you doing, man?
I good.
Wonderful, wonderful show, and thanks for choosing this gentleman that normally be the talk of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I totally agree with him. This man, he is a man that he's gonna wait until May next year. He is a check collector. He's got no more vision, no more health. Okay, therefore, see, the health system collapses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the school system that are both to take place, and Jeff Lloyd has got that on lock to collapse. Okay, and we're not allowing the instant crime.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't doing nothing. They ain't solving nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're just a government. And boy, I hate to know that we have become a failed state under this man. Okay, it is terrible. He ain't got no shame. Okay, to go to a foreign country talk about corruption, yeah, and then he brings forth the corruption. That's awful.
Mm.
Okay, and now he's hiding things. No more transparency. No more accountability. He prorogues parliament. And then he comes to my gate and I'm a vote for him. I got to be stupid. I said, let me share, man.
Thank you very much for calling. So you're trying to tell me. See, you're trying to suggest to me. I still don't. You haven't given me a mathematical equation. How have you come to that equation?
I just don't see the need to rush it. I don't see the benefit.
I just told you why.
I don't see the benefit in it.
One hurricane ends it for him.
Mm.
That is certain. We have no money. We have no borrowing power. Well, not no borrowing power.
We
but
have credit.
The people we won't borrow money, the people that won't lend us money, we won't borrow theirs.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We've already spent the other funding that we had in a way that we wasn't supposed to spend it. A hurricane right now, I think the last hurricane has left a sour taste in the mouth of our donors. We have seen that we have misappropriated assistance in the last hurricane. There's been a container where the stuff rotten in that nobody could seem to get. Right? The domes, the $6 million worth of domes, another misappropriation, right? The Pekesha Barker says she hoped to God we could put them up. I don't really know what that means when the minister can't tell me if we could put the domes up or not, all right? I am telling you this administration doesn't want to deal with that before an election. Absolutely certain. And now I talk to members of parliament on their side. On their side, who tell me, Miller, please don't ask me no questions. Because I can't tell you what's happening.
Mm.
I don't have no clue. I don't know what's going on. This man is a part of the parliamentary caucus.
Well, we know that the Prime Minister is a master orchestrator of events. Nothing comes doesn't happen without by chance.
But shouldn't the band know which one of the sheets of music we're playing on?
But not necessarily, and especially when he needs to hold things close to him.
See, because if he's a master orchestrator, that means that he has an orchestra behind him.
Yes.
Shouldn't the fella on the violin know the same sheet of music as the fella playing the bass?
It's not that time to play. And when it's their time to play, the conductor will point to them and they will play what's on their sheet.
Hand signal, play page three.
Yes.
Wow. Let's take it out of full go. Good morning, Carly, you're on.
Good morning, Levan.
Mm-hmm.
And your guest, Mr. Joey. He's going to be a smart man. When you see Reverend Red, don't you think a brown nose?
What is that?
A brown noser.
Who's a brown noser?
Mr. Wells. Reverend Wells. You see him cooking the bread the other night?
You mean if I watched him on the news?
Yeah, when he saw the question, he told the people to give the money back.
Oh, yes, I saw that, yeah.
It's that chicken. It's a look at a brown noser. But we are in a problem. Our commander-in-chief have conflict phobia. I studied this from many years from him. He cannot take conflict or pressure or stress. He ran. He ran. I know because of lack of knowledge, lack of speech. He cannot handle it.
But a prorogation of the House, it's like running on a treadmill. You aren't running from anything or running anywhere.
But he's about the next day. He didn't do things to survive another day. You know, let the plan. Just to avoid the crowd, avoid having to be the leader. Nothing.
I don't know of a man that made it to millionaire status operates his life on that kind of premise. It just doesn't make sense. Hubert Minnis is one of the richest people in the parliament. Let us make sure we put that out there. Someone that has had the ability to garner that kind of wealth have to be someone that is a strategist and someone of methodical concepts, right? You're not going to convince me that this fella just doing this off the seat of his pants. His life and life's worth doesn't suggest that that is how he lives his life. You disagree?
I'm listening to you. And I remember when you all counted out the prime minister when he was the leader of the opposition. When he'd survive a coup, right? When he was no longer leader of the opposition and just leader of the FNM for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
He survived the criticisms and came out. Not only as prime minister, but defeating the PLP, which was a popular government, by so many seats, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't, even though I don't understand what is this this proroguing of the government of the session of the House right
but
now.
But maybe he has a thing.
I believe he has a plan. He must have a plan.
See, you know, in this instance, the Bible say, "Then came the Spirit of the Lord unto Levan." Right?
Yes.
Something just popped into my head.
Go ahead.
Now. Maybe he sees this as his lucky charm. You remember the coup happened around 7 months or 8 months out from the election?
Yeah.
Around the same time.
Yeah.
So maybe he sees this as you know what? Let me do something right now that is so chaotic.
Yeah.
And hopefully by the time it's
people get distracted.
By the time we smooth it all out,
yeah.
Boom, it's an election. And guess who's the prime minister?
He's here again.
I tell you, then came the Spirit of the Lord unto Levan.
But like I said, the man has survived some circumstances, and I refuse to write him off. And I believe that what he's doing now took some thought, took some strategy. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know what the strategy is.
Yeah, and I tell you, if your mummy promised you beaten, washing the kitchen, washing the dishes in the kitchen, and calling your gaudy, can't save you from that.
But it may mitigate the circumstances. Instead of getting the 6 licks. You might get 3.
Beaten coming though.
Yeah, but you might get 3. You might get 3.
Let's take another call. Go on, Carly. You're on. Carly, there.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey, do it.
Good morning again, scenery.
It's good to see you again.
Mr. Miller, listen. We're in a, I could say, a crisis, basically, right? Mm-hmm. Now, every prime minister, follow me on this for a second. Every prime minister that we had so far was considered to be loyal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The average Bahamian person was crying out that they're sick and tired of lawyers. Okay, now here's the test. we are in a pandemic. We are in a crisis where it requires a person with medical expertise and his know-how.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here it is. Now we are in a crisis, and this is the prime minister who is not supposed to be, but who is a professional doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He decides to abandon his responsibilities, right, as a doctor. And I don't care how people try to dissect it or say I'm wrong, but he did. Because if you're a doctor, I don't care what type of doctor you is, this is their time to rise up to the occasion, to show the people that I am a prime minister and I'm also a doctor. Now I find myself in this situation. Let me see how best that I am going to deal with it with the bright, smart minds around me. Not me one. Now here it is. Now the prime minister made all of this decision last year that he's the competent authority. He has the first say, the middle say, and the last say. Now he finds himself, Mr. Miller and Mr. Newry, in such a web that he is trying to say, look here, I can't take this no more. Let me hand it over to Mr. Webb. And it's so sad. Today I was on Bay Street, and you know, Bahamian people. I want to say this last thing, Mr. Miller. We are not persons who are violent, and I thank God for that. We are not like some of our sister people in our different countries or different parts of the world. The Bahamian people, y'all have the right to stand up, Mr. Miller. I spoke to a very prominent cabinet minister. He retired years ago. And he said to me, he said, DeWitt, most of the time the Bahamian people have the government by the kahunas.
Mm-hmm.
But they just don't know how to squeeze it.
All right.
I don't know if you understand that.
Yeah, I do.
But
I do.
Bahamian people.
I do. Hopefully they learn how to apply the pressure in this go round. All right? Hopefully they do that to ignore. Let me see if I can take a couple of these text messages. I see they cussing me. I got to get to it. Give me a second. Leaving the dissolving of the house, that wasn't a dissolving of the house, it was a proroguing of the house. It's just a distraction because of the heat that is coming down on Minister Wells and Lloyd. Dr. Minister wants the Bahamian people to focus on something else. He's not interested in fixing the problem. We have a healthcare or education, but he is in for a rude awakening. All right. I tell you, if your mommy promise you, CA, your mommy never threaten you with beating it.
No.
Your mommy never call home from wake and say, listen to me, boy.
No.
I don't care if I reach home, nothing o'clock. When you hear your mommy use language like nothing o'clock,
mm-hmm.
beating coming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if I get home dark, tidy.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear language like that, beating coming.
Mm-hmm.
I plan to kill you with beating.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know, beating coming. You jump slick, you say, you know what? I know when my school shade dirty, she just beat me.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, you wash your school shade in the bathroom sink,
mm-hmm.
hang it on the line, and then bring it in, so you can put it in the front of the fan. Because
mm-hmm.
if you just put it on the line, it can have wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's halfway dry, you got to put it on a hanger. And then put the fan on it, let the fan blow it so it could flap out the wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, she can do, you wash the shade.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take that shade and just put it somewhere in the house where she could kind of see that it ain't dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So when she look at the shade, clean shade.
Mm-hmm.
You go in the kitchen, you wash up the kitchen, and you use the good bleach to wash the dishes with. So when she come inside, all she could smell is the aroma of clean kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Call your Gordy. You say, Gordy, I, and mommy say, and your Gordy can say, ah, Lord, I could come. Because that's what Gordy is for.
Mm-hmm.
Your Gordy come to the house, she could pull up 5 minutes before your mommy could pull up, right? And act like she was just there. Gala, just passing by, is in the area. And then, hey, gala, I ain't seen you in so long. And, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then your mommy can give you the eye, the left eye over the shoulder. This is how you know Peyton coming. It don't matter what your Gordy say while she here. CA, beating coming. And that's how I feel about what's going on right now.
That beating coming?
Beating coming. You didn't get this. We done phone this beating in. You can't duck this no more.
Mm-hmm.
We done phone this beating in from wake. You can't duck this.
So what kind of beating coming?
The bad guy.
And there's no way to mitigate this beating.
This the talking beating. You ever get talking beating?
Mm-hmm.
You know what talking beating is?
Yeah, I saw it on TV.
I didn't tell you long time, I could kill you. You think I display? I don't move your hand,
mm-hmm.
that kind.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that are anti-child beating, I apologize if you're offended. There was an anti-child beating in the house I grew up in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Mumi, I shut up. Mm-hmm. Because talking only can make the beating worse. Mm-hmm. Right? I tell you, you think you is man. You ain't no man. One man here, and it ain't you. That kind. Mm-hmm. All right? Good. That kind come in.
And you see that?
In the then came the spirit of the Lord unto leave, and I tell you that. Mm-hmm. Let's take another phone call. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Great to see you, Joe. You know, I've noticed that this particular season is making your guest very famous.
Well, Cecil is a famous guy.
But I mean, just look at his appearance now. I mean, you all need to pay him.
You know something? Dwight Strawn is the man in charge of everybody who gets paid. Just send him an email.
Okay.
And I'm sure he could square that away for Cecil.
All right, last thing I'd like to say. Your previous caller said that some leader abandoned his responsibility. I think the word he used was abandoned. Mm-hmm. But then when you check the practice that this particular person used to do, the actual word is aborted. Mm-hmm. Because you make more money when you abort babies than when you bring them to full. Have a good day.
Appreciate you, caller.
I love the twist on words. I appreciate that.
You gotta love the people that's calling the shows. Let's take it over. Come on, caller, you're on.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Good morning, everything called upon. Good morning, Mr. Neri.
Papa, you was on my mind yesterday. I gotta come see you, buddy.
Okay. You get a number still, right?
Yeah, man. Or call me after the show.
Yeah. Listen, Yvonne, mm-hmm. I hear you was talking about with Mutrius doing the Antan the speaker. Mm-hmm. It sounds like he's still doing it.
No, he is still doing it. It's actively going on right now.
Yeah, and I listen to, what's your name? Altamise Munnings mm-hmm. for the next, the National Airways. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that she was on hold for 10 minutes. I mean, she was instructed in mm-hmm. 10 minutes, the Commissioner of Police coming back there mm-hmm. to read an expropriation. I don't know what to expect, if that's the dissolution of Parliament or mm-hmm. whatever, but she said, since Mutri doing it, they put it off for 2 o'clock. So I don't know if that could be breaking news on the Guardian or whatever, but they just had a news break.
Let's follow it. I'll tell you this, Papa. The Commissioner only gets to read certain things right here. The prorogation of Parliament, mm-hmm. the dissolution of Parliament, mm-hmm. and the Riot Act. So,
you ain't been right.
Something happened at 2 o'clock. I can wait for your call. At least I can call you, lady.
All right, Papa. Appreciate you very much. Let's hope he ain't coming to read the riot act. No. All right? Let's just hope. This here says, there's a hole in the bucket, there, Liza. Good morning, Mr. Miller. Blessed. I tell you. And we can't fix it. We can't fix the hole in the bucket because we ain't got no stick, because we ain't got no axe, because we ain't got no stone, because we ain't got no water. And the reason we don't have no water is because there's a hole in the bucket. The Prime Minister play his deuce of spades, get his guarantee book, and send up every Hail Mary, hoping for a lucky chance. No plan, just keep it moving to confuse. Huh? I tell you, CA, beating coming. Mm. Beating coming, son. In all fairness to the minister, all we can mean we could spare. Like, you won't borrow some money, and I say, all I can do right now. Make sense? I guess. The minister say we are prepared to do mm-hmm. all we can mm-hmm. to help Haiti.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just think it's the wrong choice of words.
Yeah. Miller, 2 straight F&M, maybe 5. Right. Beating coming. Good morning, Levin and guests and Bahamas. I believe that the Bahamian people is very clear on what they will do come the next general election, God willing. I don't mind them saying they will not vote or they don't know who they'll vote for. That's just a nice way of saying it ain't you. It ain't your business, sorry, to know. And I do believe that the reign of this government will soon be done. All right.
I believe it's going to be a low voter turnout. I think we normally in the 90s.
I think COVID will cause that.
Yeah, because I'm terrified of COVID. And the idea of being on a long line mm-hmm. and extended wraparound mm-hmm. And near exuberant people. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily think I want to be involved in that.
No problem.
So I'm thinking about 60... It's the 70% persons coming out, diehards for sure, you know, persons who have a vested interest in this. Mm-hmm. So we shall see.
We'll see. I'll tell you this, right, now, before we head into the break. We'll see. I'll tell you something that is interesting to me. I think low voter turnout is expected to benefit the PLP, but it may actually hurt the PLP. And the reason I say that is because Mama and Teddy them has voted for the PLP.
Yes.
And they're in the high risk.
Yes.
And
they might have to stay home.
And Mama and Teddy them may have some crazy grandchildren like me that say, hey, you ain't going nowhere. Have mm-hmm. a seat. Mm-hmm. And now Mama and Teddy can't vote, and the low voter turnout ended up in a situation where, you know. the Prime Minister gets around.
And I'm not sure the PLP has adjusted for that in terms of, do they have a plan? Do they plan to pick up and drop off chauffeur?
They should hire us, see?
I could drive.
They should hire us.
Chauffeur driven, and I have my COVID test.
We could buy one of them humidifier thingies inside the airplane.
Yeah.
Right? Which is why COVID outbreak in airplanes is so few.
Yeah.
Right? And we could just do the stuff. I got buses.
Yeah.
We put it in the bus.
Yeah.
And carry mama and tit of them. And mm-hmm. we put all of mama and tit of them. If you're this age to this age, yeah. right, which is the high risk category, you mm-hmm. vote here.
Mm-hmm.
So all y'all could be high risk together.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, that may work. Ali, let's go to the break. 3236232325431632541259. Those are my numbers. You can give me a call when I get back. I've got Cecil Nuri here with me. 4224796 is my text line. I believe that what we are witnessing this morning in the Parliament Square is nothing more than an intellectual masturbatory escapade by smart men who do not understand that this country is no longer impressed by smart people. I'm Levin Miller. This is Garden Radio 96.9 FM. Don't move. We'll be back. Oh,
glory. The Water and Sewage Corporation advises customers and residents of Cordo Avenue between Market Street and Blue Hill Road that the corporation will be carrying out improvement works for 15 days from August 18th, 2021 to September 6th, 2021 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. As a result, customers should note that they may experience some interruption in water supply, and residents and the general public should note that there will be interruptions in traffic flow around the work area daily, resulting in traffic diversions. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused as they work to improve their level of service.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Lavon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for staying with me. It's Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. That means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. C.A. Nuri is with me. We are here. Are we pontificating, C.A.? Is this what you call
yes,
this?
Yes, this is what you call pontification.
Active pontification?
Yes, just okay. Speaking to hear our voice.
That's not what that word
because
means.
We don't know exactly what
that would be bloviating.
That's what it is?
Yes.
Yes.
All we were doing was just talking to hear our, that would be bloviating.
Yes.
What we're doing is pontificating.
On a particular subject and expressing our views.
Yeah, or we are vacillating.
Okay.
We could even be ventilating the matter at hand. Yeah. All right? Well, try not to
blow. All of that.
Yeah.
But I believe that the Prime Minister is an astute politician. Because he's able
the
to survive.
The man is one-term minister.
You are able to survive, right?
Oh, boy.
And I thought that with all the attacks he had, that he would have been ousted for a while.
So all you got to do is live?
Yeah, he's able to live. And the goal of this is course, politics is about survival.
So this is like holy man.
Yeah, politics is
you
about
got
survival.
Zero games, but and you've been playing for 100.
I think that all of the PLP think tanks, all of the war room is now in conclave trying to analyze exactly what does this mean and strategizing on what will be their next move.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that if when we check our phone, you will have about four or five WhatsApp messages from like a Fred Mitchell, because you know the chairman of the PLP always sending out voice notes and letters. That would be going out like
it's,
crazy.
It's hi, this is Frederick Mitchell, chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party.
PLP,
today
all
is,
the way.
Today is...
You know, I believe that you check your WhatsApp, you'll be full of that, right? Mm-hmm. And so I believe they're trying to analyze what is it that the Prime Minister is trying to do. And if Lee Vann is right,
if he is right in terms of there is going to be another proclamation, I don't see it. I just don't see it.
That's Danny Levan. That's Papa.
That's Papa. Sorry. Yeah. If Papa, okay. I just realized. Okay.
Yeah.
If he is right, if he is right, and there's going to be another proclamation, that changes things.
Well, only three things I am aware of. If there's anybody else that is a constitutional scholar out there, I only know of three things that the Commissioner of Police does read.
Yes.
From the staff of Parliament.
Yes.
Or, well, not necessarily from the staff of Parliament, but that the Commissioner reads, because he doesn't read the Riot Act from the staff of Parliament. He reads it at the face of a riot.
Mm-hmm.
There's only three things that the Commissioner reads that I am aware of.
Mm-hmm.
The prorogation of a House of Assembly,
mm-hmm.
the dissolution of a House of Assembly, and the Riot Act.
Mm-hmm.
So unless he come in to dissolve the House, what else could he be coming to do? Yeah. Huh?
So, but we've been in election mode for
18 months.
Yeah, no, but actually even longer than that. For the first full four years.
Mm-hmm.
Full 4 years we've been
campaigning. What do you think this is doing to the candidates, though? Don't you think this is worrisome?
It's spending a lot of money. I know that the candidates are putting their own money in the forefront in order to launch their political career. This long campaigning can't be good,
mm.
you know. And we are in an environment where behemoths are wanting, they need assistance, mm-hmm. social assistance. And so every time you pass by and make a speech,
you need 100.
You need to have a slow 20, so 30 yeah. inside your hand to say, well, hold on this. I'm yeah. coming back next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So perhaps dissolving the House and perhaps proroguing the House, perhaps it's a good thing to finally put things at rest that people can campaign in peace and get it over with.
Let me read a couple of these text messages. We are between a rock and a hard place. Any government elected will be faced with huge challenges. Brace yourselves. It's going to be a difficult, rough ride. Get the firewood. Don't expect relief anytime soon. Our great-great-grandchildren will be stuck with this load. Trust in the Lord. Only He can help you. Oh, I love church people.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, at that point, I was saying, I will trust
mm-hmm.
in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So you've never been to JJ. No. I will trust.
That don't sound like a Baptist hymn.
In what?
That sounds more Anglican.
I will trust in the Lord.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Till I die.
That's Pentecostal type thing.
Oh.
Yeah. That's like Roberts.
Oh,
Coffee Roberts. type singing, no, four parts, five parts. No, that sounds like they're very five parts.
I'm gonna treat everybody right. You don't know that?
No.
Leave and correct me if I'm wrong, but does an election have to be held after a certain amount of days after the House is prorogued? No, it has to be held in a certain amount of days after it's dissolved.
But perhaps we need to define that and the difference between dissolve, prorogue, and
adjourned. Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, Levin. Can you please play the song that you played for Jeffrey Lloyd yesterday? It made my day. Henry and the Bucket. Thanks. I actually played There's a Hole in the Bucket. You can go and Google it. It's on YouTube. There's a Hole in the Bucket. Mm-hmm. It's a Sesame Street clip.
Yes, yes, yes.
This one here says, morning, what are Mr. Nuri's qualifications? What gives him the ability to speak so knowingly about specific issues in this country? He's on every show. Help us understand. Is he expressing his opinions?
I'm charismatic.
Facts.
I'm charismatic.
Huh?
Yeah, let's just stick with that. I'm charismatic.
No, man, you're supposed to say, I'm a bad man and I'm pretty.
Yeah, but that too. And the idea that I'm being invited, and it is what it is.
This says, please let Nuri know that Papa came and campaigned for minutes in the last election. That is how he was successful. They were losing terribly. Well, I know Papa can show up for him this time. Miller, you got to be a big PLP or a big DNA. Well, let me tell you something. The DNA is flaccid in my mind. They are like, and I can say this because this is an anatomy. They are like a penis that can't get hard.
They have pills for that.
They offer no satisfaction to anybody nearby.
They have pills for that now.
No. Listen, an unerected penis is a disappointment to everybody that needs it to be erected. And that is what the DNA is in my mind. So we know for sure I'm not a DNA.
Okay.
And the PLP, I make no comments there. What does this say? Levin, I thought the same as you, not to be insensitive, but I said they must have looked around like the Americans and the Afghanistans and said, how did things deteriorate so fast? We had an orderly exit plan, but we have to get out now. It don't take smarts to get rich in this town. Just look around. We have ample evidence. All it takes is being in the good standing with the PLP or the FNM party leadership in 5 years. You get a $60 million contract to move garbage, cut the lawn, build a building. That never finished, etc. This one here says, do you think the PM has shown where his true focus lies in crisis times? Leaders lead. I'll tell you one thing. It is difficult to make sound leadership decisions with an election hanging over your head.
Mm.
Because the only way to see your your plan all the way through would be to be reelected. So if you pull the trigger too early, you piss the people off. I don't know if I can say that on air, but I think I can. And if you do that, you lose the election. And if you lose the election, that don't benefit you at all.
Well I see. If the election, if the House is dissolved, mm-hmm. I believe that the FNM will go to their plan of what all they have accomplished, right? And list the list of things.
See, they don't let them do that.
And then let the people judge on that. And I think that in the upcoming future,
immediate future, you'll see
that the airwaves will be bombarded with what all the FNM has accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see me showing you
But you don't believe they accomplished anything?
No. When you show somebody you just say because if I say no, you go ask me to explain.
So yeah, I ask you to explain.
They have a slew of things.
Surely they have a slew of things they have accomplished. And you'll see that you start counting the blessings.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see how I'm showing you
I see you.
Okay, good. Love the discussion, guys, but this is a masterclass in politics. Remember, politics is not for people. Mr. Miller, I am an FNM, and I am waiting on election day to deal with this administration. We, the people, are tired. This is a good thing. There is no good thing. What does it say? Great show as usual. I see you have a lot of murders in Nassau, but man, and I just tell Pookie them don't kill one another because the morgue full. I just say that. Pookie them, y'all ain't listening to me. Ah, my boy. Great show, as usual. I see you have a lot of murders in Nassau, but no one thinks that's important. Only COVID is important. There is no good thing is a good beating you. What? I don't understand the last piece. Leaving, Minister made plenty of money because he was Papa good friend. Man, I can't read that. PM should burn the proverbial House of Assembly down, introduce and pass legislation for all he promised. Two terms for Prime Minister, election finance reform, and fixed date for the first Thursday in August for elections and call election on August 2022, as he can constitutionally do. Run through all of the FNM campaign promises. Borrow $2 billion and fix schools' medical infrastructure without regards to awarding contracts to cronies, raise VAT to pay for it, because if Bahamians can see progress and where their money is going, they will give it anyway. He may lose the election, but will leave a historical mark on the country. Whole House of Assembly for 7 days a week with a bit above cabinet of 12 to help his, what does it say, messianic mindset. Okay. Miller, men like Wells will always be on top in politics. You describe his character once, and you know what I mean. He's willing to do the dirty jobs. He's dangerous. In all fairness to the minister, all we can... Okay, I read that already. This one says, the commissioner is referred to as the provost marshal in these circumstances, Mr. Miller. Yes, he is. But I only know three proclamations that he reads. One is the dissolution, the prorogation, and the riot act. So if he ain't coming out there to dissolve the parliament, DA, hold on to your britches. Yes. This might get rough.
You just should watch and see. Watch and see.
The PM tried to make us forget about the driver and assistant. Great show. But you know, I was waiting on the Defense Force abduction story. Man, I really wanted to do that, but I didn't want y'all call and kill me, right? So we're doing it on Friday, tuning. See, I want to tell you something. When I heard what was happening this morning, the kerfuffle that was taking place inside the parliament this morning, one thing came to my mind.
What?
So I'm going to play the clip. This is the clip from the trailer, Olympus Has Fallen.
Oh, Olympus.
Yeah, and this is exactly how I feel about the Parliament of the Bahamas now. So stay tuned, listen to the clip, Olympus Has Fallen. That is what I feel like is happening in the Parliament. I don't think I'll get back after that. We'll go straight into the news from there. C.A. Nuri, thank you so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, from all indications, Olympus Has Fallen.
Mr. President, 5 minutes, sir. Evening, ma'am.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Mustang, this is Big Top, bringing out the full package.
Where'd that come from?
Everybody knows you did the right thing on that bridge. Even the president knows. You gotta learn how to get back into the real world.
Mr. President, we're ready for you.
Our guests have arrived.
I'd like to welcome you to the White House, sir.
Sir, there's been an intrusion.
Let's go, move.
Go back!
Give me the Pentagon on the line now.
Olympus has fallen. Olympus has fallen.
Mr. Speaker, you are the acting president.
I want to speak for the Russians, the Chinese, the British, and the French, in that order.
If you attempt to retake this building, I will execute
your commander-in-chief.
Oh, my God.
We have contact from inside the White House.
Identify yourself.
309er.
Jesus, Banning?
Is this the same guy that was removed from the president's detail?
He is ex-Special Forces.
40 commandos breached the gate, 28 are left.
Can we trust him?
With all due respect, I'm the best hope you've got.
Abort! Abort!
We're talking about the safety of the President of the United States.
We're talking about a hell of a lot more than that, sir. Just open the gates of hell.
The United States of America doesn't negotiate with terrorists.
Who said anything about negotiating?
When the glory comes, it will be ours.